I'm Andy Bates. We are at the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans, Louisiana, the 2016 National Youth Gathering. This is 13th in the history of LCMS National Youth Gatherings. Joining me at the table now, our friends from LCMSU. Introduce yourselves, please. Tell me a little bit about, what college you went to that got you connected to LCMSU. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. So I'm Bethany Glock. I'm actually a grad student right now. I got involved with LCMSU when I was an undergrad at St. Louis University, and now I'm involved at LCMSU at the University of Illinois.
And Bethany, this is not your first go-round on KFUO. You were a guest at the LCMS, or the Lutherans for Life conference this past year as well.
Yeah, so Kara, who's next to me, when we were at the Life conference, she found President Harrison, who was talking on KFUO at the time, and said, hey, you should have some millennials on. And so he came up and said, hey, get on here. And we did, and it was the two of us then, too.
And who's that next to you? Who's over here?
I'm Kara Brown. I transferred from Concordia Mequon to Lindenwood University in St. Louis, and that's where we started a Lutheran Student Union with LCMSU. So for the 2 years, my last year I was vice president there, super involved, introduced myself to Pastor Zill and told him I wanted to work for him like 3 years ago, and now I am.
That's outstanding. And the Lutheran Student Union at Lindenwood, a very welcoming, loving group of students who so graciously invited me to come out and visit not once, but twice.
We loved you that much. you back.
It was so much fun. I loved coming out to visit and spending time in God's Word with the students at Lutheran Student Union there at Lindenwood. It was a lot of fun. So now you're here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering representing LCMSU. What does it mean to you to have this organization and this just this support for you as a college student? What does this mean for you, Bethany?
I think it's just important to see that, you know, God is with us whether we're at our home congregations and then when we go away to school, because going to college is, you know, a pretty big transition in your life, and it can be very nerve-wracking. And I know when I started, St. Louis really didn't feel like home until I had a church. And so I think being able to help especially these high schoolers make that transition and make sure that we're there for them when they get there, like the church was there for us when we got there, means a lot.
Kara, how about for you? Why is it important that we have LCMSU and campus ministries?
I mean, my first 2 years of college were spent at Concordia Mequon. I was lucky enough to have that campus ministry there. And so I wasn't used to being somewhere where there wasn't LCMS, because that was LCMS. And so when I got to Lindenwood, Lutheran Student Union had been started a little bit, but St. Louis is a little bit of an exception. It's kind of Lutheran Central, the Holy City, as people like to call it. So kind of easy to find a church there, but in so much of the rest of the United States, you go off to college and not to bash the Christian groups because they're great, but to have an like Campus Crusades, I know is on a lot of campuses, Campus Crusades for Christ. And those ones reach out, but to have an LCMS thing where you get to see people that believe the same as you, were raised the same as you, believe the baptized babies, all that stuff, and just talk with them and make really great friends is so nice.
So having an LCMS presence on campus, a connection with other students, has been very supportive. And having a pastor, a Bible study leader there, it sounds like it's been beneficial to both of you. Now, you're at the National Youth Gathering, 25,000 people in one place, the majority of them being youth, just a little bit younger than you.
Just a little bit. Really.
they look so young.
We realize that some of them are about almost 9 years younger than us, like the freshmen who are going into high school.
And sometimes it's really hard to tell. Like, we ask everyone who comes to our booth if they're close to college, and sometimes they're moms that just look really young but are there with their youth, and they're like, thank you so much. And then it's like, these kids who look like they're 12 and they're going to be seniors in high school, and you're like, oh, I don't know, so I'm just going to ask all of you if you're going to be in college soon.
So, as you're visiting with the students here, what are you learning about? What are you learning about the students, this next generation of Lutheran students who are many heading off to college?
it seems like a lot of them are really excited when we suggest that, like, they have a group of Lutherans who are there at college waiting for them. Like, a lot of them maybe at this point, you know, because it's in the summer and they maybe don't want to think too much about college yet, you know, because no one wants to think about school starting. But then we say, oh, well, you know, maybe, you know, there's a Lutheran church there waiting for you, and they get really excited because they just haven't thought about it. And, like, the prospect of having that community there for them, it hasn't crossed their minds, and it's like their eyes are opened a little bit.
How do they get, if there isn't an LCMSU chapter on their campus, how do they get a group started?
There's a form on our website, just like there's forms for everything. but we will come there and help them start one, find a Lutheran church nearby. They'll usually support either monetarily or with a pastor to do their Bible studies all summer. Usually a vicar, that's what we had at my school, so.
So they can just start with that process, contacting LCMSU online.
Yep.
How do you find LCMSU online?
LCMS.org/LCMSU.
That's a great LCMS way to find it. LCMS.org/LCMSU.
Yep.
Check it out. You can find, I'm sure, on there how to start an LCMSU chapter on your campus.
And how to find yours at your school.
Yeah, there might be one already. There might be a congregation that is connected with a local campus. A lot of congregations, whether it's in a big city or in maybe a small town, are connected with the campuses and offer support to those students in that community as an LCMSU outreach.
Yeah, we have over 200 in the country, and we're just growing from there. So,
excellent.
It's awesome, especially if you're in the Midwest, but East Coast and West Coast actually have quite a few. California has a lot more than I thought, so we've got a lot.
We've had a couple of LCMSU conferences as well. Anybody made it? Have either of you made it to an LCMSU conference yet?
Yes. Yeah. We were both at both of them.
Unwrapped and Taboo.
Yeah. Well, both of them were at my undergrad institution.
Oh, it's true.
St. Louis University.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I helped out with the second one a bit, which was awesome.
What was it like gathering together with LCMS college students? I mean, this is a national youth gathering with a lot of high school students from around the country, mostly high school students. What was it like gathering with LCMS college students from around the country?
Absolutely awesome. It's my favorite thing. I'm sad that they only do it every 2 years, and I'm hoping we can get it every year, because it's, especially during winter break, people are like in the middle of their semesters, and it's so nice to just like realize that there's so many other LCMS college Lutherans nearby that care about this stuff. Come and worship together.
It's kind of unique. The National Youth Gathering is during the summer when it's hot and sweaty.
Yep.
And we're working hard to make this event go well for our youth and serve in the community. The Taboo Conference, the Unwrapped Conference for LCMSU, both were in the winter, right on Epiphany most of the time. They're right in January, early January, so right around the Epiphany season.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different when it's a little cooler in St. Louis around that time.
Yeah, freezing cold and
stuff. Yeah, this next year is going to be in Washington, D.C., so we'll see how the beginning of January is compared to the end of January when the march is there.
Right. Tell me about the conference.
This next one is all on religious freedom, a lot of life issues, stuff that college students definitely run into. I was big in the Students for Life groups at my schools. And I know especially at secular colleges, but even at a lot of the Concordias and just private schools, that's a huge issue. And especially with everything going on with Planned Parenthood and calling that out and Congress and everything, it's definitely stuff that students need to know.
So at this conference in Washington, D.C. in January, the Liberty Conference will have an opportunity to gather together with fellow LCMS students, college students, and take a look at some of these really important issues of religious liberty and life issues.
Right. They definitely need to know their rights, because I feel like the government's kind of squashing that and not letting them know that they can actually speak out on this stuff.
Washington, D.C., what a place to gather for a college conference. Are you excited about heading to D.C.?
Yes, very. And I mean, it'll be right, you know, shortly before the inauguration, and, you know, there's just going to be so much, I think.
It's going to be a busy place.
It's going to be a busy place, and, you know, kind of one of those places where you just kind of want to see it. Say you've been there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Once in a lifetime.
And why not do it with Lutherans?
Here at the National Youth Gathering, what are some of the things? I know you've been at the LCMSU booth probably the most of the time. What are some of the things that you've had a chance to see or participate in here at the gathering?
Well, we just got temporary tattoos. We have very sparkly LCMS logos on our arms, so
yes.
That's fun.
Hashtag super Lutheran. Should definitely be a thing.
So, yes, they're very... We have to translate this to radio. So this is a airbrush purple, pink, glittery LCMS cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, really big.
Kara, what color is yours?
Mine is red and sparkly gold.
Gold. It's very shiny. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. Hey, and here's some of our youngest listeners here.
Future college student.
Yeah. Who might be at LCMSU. Hopefully will be involved in LCMSU. Oscar, who's been helping out here at the National Youth Gathering as well at the KFUO booth. Oscar Bates, who's been a great help with handing out stuff. Now, what's the fun stuff you're giving away at the LCMSU booth here at the National Youth Gathering?
We have bracelets. They say, college is tough, you need Jesus, I'll help. We have, I think, six different colors. They're really cool. People keep running up to us and saying, oh, we heard you have the bracelets. Yeah, they're cool.
And we believe that college comes with lots of tough decisions, so picking a color is not one. So we let everyone have any and every color that they want, and some people have definitely taken advantage of that.
That's a great idea. Just, college involves making a lot of decisions, and it can be tough.
Yep.
Choosing a color is not one.
Right. Yeah. We don't need to add more decisions to your day.
It's a lot of stress to pick colors.
Unless you're deciding on your college and the college colors, and then you have no choice.
True.
Yes, true.
I did actually kind of narrow down my college choices as a freshman to schools whose colors I liked. That was something I did.
I hope that wasn't the only reason you chose.
No, that was not the only reason. But
I look good in these colors. I look good in blue and white.
That was part of my thought process. I was trying to narrow it down.
That's true.
It was one way to do it.
Outstanding. Well, have you met some of the young adult volunteers who are involved in LCMSU chapters? Have you had a chance to meet any of them? Any of them come by and say, we love LCMSU?
Yeah, we've had a few. I think there was one from Kansas. I think there was another from Indiana. We've had a couple campus pastors drop by, too.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we keep running into them.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, tomorrow, for us, the last day of the National Youth Gathering, the high point. Will you get to be able to participate in that? Stick around for the service?
Yes. We're very excited to hear Harrison preach and to see 25,000 kids all get to hear Harrison preach and get to commune together. It's a really awesome experience.
Well, very good. Well, thanks so much for coming over, spending some time with me here at the KFUO broadcast booth of the National Youth Gathering. Kara and Bethany, always great to talk with you. Keep up the great work at LCMSU.
Thank you.